Oh, and of course, he has also advised the Penn State Blue Band on occasion and still does so from time to time.
No tambourine?
No tambourine.
But they have a xylophone. There's no tambourine.
No? We don't have a triangle either.
Okay. How can you exist as a band with no triangle and no tambourine? I don't get it. I mean, that's not an inclusive band.
Well, the triangle, I think, might be a little tough to hear in amidst the din.
Hit it. Hit it. Hit it.
And you know what? I could be wrong. There may be a triangle in amidst there, and I just can't see it right now.
We're going to have to ask Julie.
Oh, yeah.
Julie has all the answers on Belmont.
That's right.
Their band is great, by the way.
They are.
It's like my comment to Matthew. So Baldy guy would have been here.
Well, it's great to have him. Always a lot of fun when to see the local guys done good. And Logan Matthew has been doing very good here in the MLB.
And remember, this goes all the way back in recent times to Eric Milton.
Yes.
He's in the majors with the Twins, the Yankees. He threw a no-hitter against the Angels when he was with the Twins. John Montgomery Ward threw a perfect game in 1880.
Yep.
I think he was with Providence when he did
it. Yes, he was.
Judge Brown, always make sure I remember that.
Oh, yes.
Monty Ward.
I actually grew up.
With Monty Ward? Really?
Two blocks away from his childhood home, the historical markers there.
All right, time for the national anthem.
Please rise as you are able and kindly remove your hats as we honor our great nation with the playing of our national anthem. Perform the anthem of the night on Belfont Community Night, the Belfont High School Band.
They played that from right field. They played that from right field, just so you know, and they did not have it mic'd up for us. So if it sounded distant, that's because it was. But we wanted to get them on the air. They did a great job. We appreciate the Belfont Band very much, despite no triangle. We'll come back with the opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Miller Field, Lebronto Park on Belfont Community Night. Great to have you with us here tonight. Rubber game of the three-game set. Spikes won last night 8-7 after West Virginia won the opener 13-10. Jared Kengott, final warm-ups. Josh Mandola at first. Marcus Page at second. DeAndre Shelton at short. Rob Morissetti at third. John Meade in left. Dawson Bailey in center. Trent Taylor in right. And Luis Aviles behind the plate. Kengott, final warm-up, and we're set to go. And the opening pitch of the game at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet. Your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Athens Street for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Here is Turner Hill to lead it off. He ended the game with a strikeout last night. And the first pitch. That's down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes the count. 80 degrees on a beautiful evening for baseball here in State College. Crystal clear skies for the most part. Maybe a few puffy clouds above. And the pitch by Kengott. Squares the bunt, pulls back. It's 2-0. Hill leads the league in hitting at 448. He also leads the league with 18 runs scored. Went 1-for-4 last night. He is 2-for-9 in the series and takes a strike. 2-1 the count to Turner Hill. He's driven at 11 with a 493 on base percentage. That's on the ground to short. Charged by Shelton. Throws to first. Safe at first. He beat it out. It just wasn't hit hard enough. Now Hill on base. And that means go time. He's 8 of 10 in stolen bases. He had one last night. Did not steal a base in Tuesday's game. Maddox Howden at the plate. And the pitch. Lifted in the air, shallow center. Coming on is Dawson Bailey. Makes the running catch in right center, and Hill returns to first. One gone, and here's Ryan Hernandez. Hernandez hit 8 home runs in the first half of the season to lead the league. He has 1 home run and 8 knocked in here in the second half. 2-for-4 last night in his only appearance in the series with a run scored. And he is the McDonald strikeout guy. Kengott sets and delivers. There goes Hill. Wrapped on the ground to third. Backing up and underneath the glove of Morissetti in the left field. On his way to third is Hill. First and third with one out. So that'll be an error. And now our pregame show guest, Logan Mathieu, to the plate. Mathieu again was terrific last night. 2-for-5 last night with a single and a double. He is 6-for-11 in the series with 2 doubles and a home run. Leads the league in home runs with 5. Leads the league in runs knocked in with 22. And by the way, he's also 7th in the league and hitting at 368. Bats from the left side. The pitch. Outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. On this 80-degree night, the wind is blowing to right. And it's blowing about 10 to 15 miles an hour. And Mathieu, with all that power, has already put one into the grandstand in this series from that left side. The pitch by Kengott. Outside corner for a strike. It's level 1-1. 325 left field line. 378 left center. 410 the nook. 399 dead center. 375 right center. 320 down the line and right to the line. Country Kia corner. 1-1. The pitch. It's down low. Get away from Aviles. That only allows Hernandez to move the second. No advance by Hill from third. Counts now 2-1. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion in left, goes to 8 feet at the scoreboard in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. And it's 18.55 feet high to signify Penn State being founded in 1855. Ken Godwin, second and third, one out. 2-1 to Logan Mathieu. Swing and a miss. Levels the count at 2-2 as he went slider that time. Mentioned how Mathieu has driven in 22. He's driven in 3 in this series. All 3 were on opening night on Tuesday. Set by Ken Gott. 2-2. On the ground to short, will score a run. Juggle by Shelton, throws the first, wide of the bag, and everybody's safe. Run scores. He will get an RBI for that, by the way. It's an error, but he'll get an RBI. Because he reached base because of the error, but the run was going to score anyway. 1-0. First and third with one out. And here is Edwin Fernandez. He's second in the league in hitting at 409. He went 3-for-3 with a double last night. He knocked in 2. He is 5-for-9 in the series. He's driven in 3. The pitch up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Middle infield at double play depth. Want to know the count of Fernandez. Ken Gott sets and delivers. It's up high, it's 2-0. So Ken Gott's already thrown 2 pitches in this inning that should have been ground ball outs. Instead, 2 errors in the inning. The pitch, up high, 3-0. To Fernandez. First and third, 1 out. And the pitch. That's to right field, slicing down the line toward the Spikes bullpen. Taylor gives it a run, he doesn't quite get there. And it hits the screen in front of the Spikes bullpen. It's now 3-1. Fernandez had the green light, 3-0. If I had a guy hitting 409, who's 5-for-9 in the series, I'd give him the green light too. Set. 3-1. That's popped in the air. Deep right center field. Long run for Taylor and Bailey. Bailey, and it's off the wall. 1 run scores. And Mathieu pulls into third. He'll hold there. 2-0, a double to the right center field wall. 6-for-10 in the series now. So Tremaine Spears, his first appearance in the series. Spears is 4-for-40, hitting 100. Second and third with one out, 2 runs in here in the first. And neither run is earned. The pitch, it's wrap foul, third base side, past the West Virginia dugout. That shadow has finally been able to creep up to the front of the pitcher's mound, but right now the sun has peaked behind a cloud. Spears out of Pineville, Louisiana. Bats from the right side. Ken Gott goes set and delivers. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. It's 0-2. 1 out in the inning. Sun peeks back out. Shadow now creeping up to the left foot of Jared Kengott on the mound. He goes set and delivers. Up high for a ball. It's 1-2. Second and third with one out. Two runs in. Top of the first. Jared goes to the belt. Waits. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. He needed that one. Needed to take care of that one himself. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 17 locations. Meet our team at MountainIndy.org. Javonte Doris, first plate appearance in the series. He was a pinch runner in the ninth inning last night. Doris hitting 235 with no home runs and five knocked in with three doubles. And the pitch. Up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Doris, a right-handed hitter. Second and third with two outs, two runs in, top of the first. Kengott goes set at the belt. To the plate. Breaking ball, that's a strike. That was a beauty right in there. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike as he went changeup that time. Great crowd on hand tonight. Long lines at the concession stands. 1-1. Up high, 2-1. Second and third, two outs, two runs in. 2-0 West Virginia, top of the first inning. Wind blowing to right about 10 to 15 on this 80-degree night. Little bit of haze toward Pleasant Gap and just a little bit around Tussie Mountain. 2-1. Up high and tight at the letters. It's now 3-1. Kengott trying to battle his way out of the first inning. Two runs on two hits so far. The problem, the two errors. Set and the 3-1. Checked, it didn't go. They appealed, no, ball four. Bases loaded and two outs, and the eighth hitter of the inning is Tyler Bassetti, the shortstop. Bassetti played in the opening game of the series, did not play last night. Tyler went 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored, and Jim Gott's going to come out and talk to his pitcher. Because of the errors, Jared's had to throw more pitches in this inning. He's thrown 25 pitches in this inning, an inning he should have been out of without a run scored. The errors were on the third and fourth hitters of the inning, which would have ended the inning. Sometimes Jim will bring the infield in to also talk, but this is pitching coach, catcher, and pitcher. Mound conference over. Just talking to Albert Jones just for a bit, and it's, believe me, it's nothing out of the ordinary. It was just two guys talking as they left the mound. So here's Bassetti out of California. Bats from the right side. Windmills that bad with the bases loaded here and two outs in the top of the first. The pitch by Kengott. There's a strike right down the heart with a fastball. It's 0-1. Attacked the zone that time at 91. Kengott stares in at the belt. The bases loaded. He still works from the stretch. That is foul, looping over the screen to the concourse. First base side, now to play. 0-2 the count. Kengott stares in, trying to keep the damage to a minimum. There's only been one hard hit ball in the inning, and that was the double by Fernandez. The pitch. That's tap foul to the on-deck circle, third base side. Still 0-2. Hill's hit was an infield hit. Then the two errors. The Fernandez double was well hit. That's been it. The infield hit by Hill was only an infield hit because he didn't hit it hard. Kangott gets what he wants from Luis Aviles. 0-2 to Bassetti. High chopper to second. Picked up by Shelton. Throws in time and the inning is over. Give Jared Kangott a lot of credit because he kept really the damage to a minimum. Two runs on two hits, two errors, and the bases level loaded. Half inning in the books. West Virginia 2, State College coming to the plate. The Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Tonight, the State College Spikes are home at Medler Field for Bellefonte Community Night. And the Geisinger Kids Zone in left field is free all game long, thanks to friends of Jake Corman. Plus, it's a Thirsty Thursday with $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Join us for the series finale tonight at 6:35. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Spikes have scored 18 runs on 25 hits in this series. And they'll go to work now on Zach Bravo with a 2-1 record and a 4.78 ERA, 11th game, 8th start, 37 and 2/3, 45 hits. He's given up 24 runs, 20 of them earned. He has struck out 40, walked only 6, hit 1, given up 4 home runs. Opposing hitters batting .288 against him. Hernandez at first, Doris at second, Bassetti is at third. Tremaine Spears at third. Fernandez is in left, Howden in center, Hill in right, and J.C. Santini out of Northwestern behind the plate. And Dawson Bailey will lead it off, followed by DeAndre Shelton and Trent Taylor, middle third, Brock Reller, Luis Aviles, Rob Morissetti, bottom third, Josh Madol, John Meade, and Marcus Page. So here's Dawson Bailey. 1-for-4 last night. He scored 2 runs. He's hitting .277. He's knocked in 5. His 7 doubles are tied for the league lead. He has also scored 11 runs. Pitch to Bailey, low and outside. 1 ball, no strikes. 2-0 West Virginia, bottom of the first. Bailey bats on the right side. Shallow and right, deep in left and center. Up high for a ball, it's 2-0. Fernandez very deep in left. Howden deep in center, but Hill a little shallow and right against the right-handed hitter. The pitch takes a strike, it's 2-1. Dawson Bailey out of Niagara Falls, New York. Played at Niagara. Hit .309 this spring, and that's on the ground to second. Doris has it on the backhand. Throws in time, 1 up and 1 down. DeAndre Shelton playing shortstop for the first time this season. We'll step to the plate here. He did not play last night. Hitting .256 with a double and a triple. 11-for-11 in stolen bases. Talked to DeAndre before the game. We were walking toward the clubhouse together. We were talking about the element of speed. And I said, you're 11 for 11. He says, my goal is to get 25. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. And Spears knows it. He was up in the grass at third. But for Shelton, the name of the game is speed, speed, and more speed. 0-1. Bravo delivers. Outside, just missed the outer edge with a breaking ball. It's level at 1-1. Great crowd in the Geisinger Champions Club tonight. 1-1. That's tap foul, third base side. 1-2 the count on DeAndre Shelton out of Katy, Texas. One ball and two strikes the count. That's way outside, levels it at 2-2. So he has the stated goal. He wants 25 steals. He's got 11. He's not quite halfway yet. Pitch. That's on the ground. Charged by Spears. Fires to first and gets him by a step and a half. Two gone. Trent Taylor riding the crest of a 10-game hitting streak. Taylor went 1-for-4 last night with a single and a run scored. Now hitting .344. He's knocked in a dozen. Five doubles and a triple. Taylor is seventh in the league in run scored with 12. Seventh in the league with five doubles. Bats from the right side. And the pitch. He'll take a strike. It's 0-1. Merritt Island in Florida. Played his college ball at UCF in Orlando. Here's the pitch. That's on the outside corner for a strike. Good job by Santini to frame it that time. It's 0-2 to Taylor. Taylor took care of the 10-game inning streak last night with a single back in the fourth inning. The pitch. That's tapped on the ground to the right side. Doris ranges to his left. Diving the first is Taylor. Doris then threw it away. Gets loose. And Taylor can't advance. He didn't see the ball. It's going to be an infield hit. Yeah. That extends the inning streak to 11 because when he dove the first, he beat it out. He just didn't see the ball that would have allowed him to get the second. So the hitting streak is now 11, and here's Brock Reller, who had a great night last night. Reller went 3-for-4 in last night's game with a single, double, and a triple. Drove into, hitting .353, which is good for 10th in the league. The 14 runs he's knocked in is good for third. He's hit two home runs. And tied for the league lead with seven doubles. And takes a strike in the outer edge. It is 0-1. Luis Aviles on deck. Taylor out to his lead at first. Trent 7-of-8 in stolen bases. Bravo goes set. Delivers. Breaking ball out of edge for a strike. It's 0-2. Two excellent pitches by Bravo that Reller really couldn't do much with. Here's the set. And the pitch way outside, 1-2. Now let's see on 1-2 if they run them. David Valdez coaching down at third. Will Johnson at first. Inches out to that lead at first against the right-hander. Bravo delivers. Hit high in the air, deep to right field, and she is gone! Brock Reller ties the game with a two-run homer to right. His third homer of the season, his first at Medler Field at Libretto Park, 2-2. A no-doubter to the grandstand and right. Brock Reller, RBIs 15 and 16. We've been talking over the last 2 weeks about the resiliency of the Spikes on display there. They gave up two in the first, had a sloppy inning, had a car wreck out there at one point defensively, and come right back and tie the game in the bottom half of the first. Aviles at the plate. Out the last 12 games, 286, he has a double. That is to left center field, that's going to be a base hit. Luis Beck in the lineup with a base hit to left. Rob Morosetti to the plate. Morosetti will step into the left-handed box. Morosetti did not play in last night's game. Tuesday night, he went 1-for-5. He's hitting .268. He's driven in five as a double. It's on the ground to short, and taking it is Pacetti, who steps on the bag himself to end the inning. Two runs on three hits, including the two-run homer by Brock Reller. And at the end of one full, 2-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
To the top of the second inning in a 2-2 game. And Jared Kengob will face 9-1-2. J.C. Santini, followed by Turner Hill and Maddox Houghton. Santini did not play in last night's game as they rotate catchers. Nolan Metcalf had the job last night. Santini went 0-for-4, knocked in a run, and scored a run on Tuesday night. J.C. out of Northwestern will step to the plate here, batting .235 with a home run and eight knocked in and a pair of doubles. Bats from the right side. 2-2 thanks to the Reller, two-run homer to right. Low and outside for Kengop. One ball and no strikes the count. Santini out of Roseville, California. In that right-handed box to lead it off here in the top of the second. And the pitch. It's on the ground toward third. Near the bag, Morosetti, sidearm to first. Scoop by Madol. Got him. What a fine play on both ends by Morosetti and by Madol. One gone. That'll bring to the plate Turner Hill. Infield hit and scored in the first. Mentioned how Turner leads the league in hitting. out of Marietta, Ohio. Levels that bat in the left-handed box. And the pitch, squares the bunt, pulls back. They have Morissetti playing back that time, and he thought he could catch him, and he did, but the pitch was too high. 1-0 the count. So now Morissetti's even at the bag at third. Outside corner for a strike, evens the count at 1-1. Shadows beyond the infield now, but any fly ball to right center or right field is going to be a problem. Up high 3-0. Excuse me, one, up high 2-1. Taylor's going to have to really fight it in right. Madol and Shelton will have to fight it at first and second on a pop-up, and Bailey to some extent in center. The pitch. Checked it, didn't go. It's now 3-1. That average now for Hill is ticked up to 456. And he walked him. As we pointed out when he was on base, after his infield hit in the first, he is 8-for-10 in stolen bases. And here is Maddox Houghton at the plate. Houghton flew out to Bailey in center in the first. Out of Dalton, Georgia. This team came in hitting 304 as a unit. Easily first in the league. Kengott delivers. In tight, 1-0 the count. Spikes, by the way, hitting 252 as a team. That's good for third. And the Spikes on the mound, 3.98 ERA. That's good for second. ERA for West Virginia, though, is 5.96. That's last. 1-0. Throw to first. Hill back standing. Houghton is third in the league in runs scored with 15. He's knocked in a dozen. He's hit two home runs. Kengott delivers. That's cued on the ground to second. Page has one play, and that's the first. Gets him. Moving to second is Hill. Two outs. Ryan Hernandez reached on an error back in the first and scored a run. He is the McDonald's strikeout guy. So Hernandez into the right-handed box. Boston zone has worked with Spikes hitting coach David Valdez several times during the course of his life. Hernandez in the second half of the season has struck out 13 times in 14 games. On the season, he has struck out a total of 31 in 40 games. And he rolls that one foul off his foot. Third base side, it's 0-1. No balls and a strike to Ryan Hernandez. Two-two our score, top of the second. Brock Reller's third homer of the season. Tied the game in the bottom of the first. A shot to the grandstand and right to bring home Trent Taylor in front of him. 0-1 the count on Hernandez with two outs and Hill on second. Kengott, who works from the first base side of the mound, stares in. Jared goes set at the belt. Looks at second and the 0-1, and he spins the second, but Page caught it and tagged him, but he was just standing there. Oh, and won the count. Here's the set by Kengott. 0-1. That dropped inside and low on a breaking ball. It's 1-1 to the right-handed hitter. Ryan Hernandez, probably in the course of his lifetime, never thought his picture would be on a scoreboard next to a Big Mac. Set by Kengott. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. He went change up that time. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes. Kangott stares in. Two outs and a runner on second. That's Turner Hill. Kangott looks over at Hill at second. To the plate. Outside, it's 2-2. Terrific crowd on hand on this Thursday night on Belfont Community Night. Geisinger Kids Zone, by the way, free tonight, courtesy of the friends of Jake Corman. That is standard procedure for any community night, and tonight it's Belfont's night. 2-2 the count. Hill on second. Kangott, deep breath to the plate. Way outside, full 3-2. Hernandez has hit 9 home runs on the season. 8 in the first half, 1 here in the second half. In the second half, he has driven in 8. Three, two. Kangott to the plate. It's right foul, third base side. Still 3-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Three balls and two strikes. Wind blowing to right now about 5-10. Hernandez, open stance, right-handed box. Kangott 3-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up as he goes to the belt. Kangott to the plate. That is in the air, right field line, foul territory. Madol, long run. Taylor, long run. They won't get there as it's able to eke its way into the Spikes bullpen. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. You can tell he's the McDonald's strikeout guy as they chant in the background. Spikes have drawn 71,243 so far in the march to 100K. They're averaging nearly 2,900 a game. They're past that tonight. 3-2 the count. They got a shot to get to over 75,000 tonight in the season. Here's Kangott's 3-2. Outside corner, call strike three, got him. The McDonald strikeout guy is gone. So, starting tomorrow at noon, with a purchase, I might add, the fans here at the ballpark with their ticket can get 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, pickles, all on a, I might add, sesame seed bun. 2-2 to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Caparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparilla Furniture in Belfont. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10-Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
For a ball. One ball and no strikes. Josh 167. Couple of doubles, 8 runs scored, but deceptive numbers for Josh because in the sudden death games, of which there have been several lately, he's been getting one hit after another. I mean, I'm talking clutch hits. 1-1 the count. You know, one thing at least, he and I can kid about it because he understands. He knows he's hitting. The coaches know he's hitting. That's wrapped on the ground to second. Doris charges on the second hop, throws in time, and one out. John Meade did not play, excuse me, did play last night at a laser single to right. He was 1-for-4 last night, hitting .228. He's driven in 6. He has a couple of doubles. By the way, between innings, that was not an exhibition that I hope is on tape. Meade on the ground to short. Picked up there by Bassetti. Double clutches. High throw in time as Logan Mathieu reeled it in 2 outs. It was the horse race.
The bouncy horses. My horse, I don't think, was fully broken it.
By the way,
yes.
My granddaughter June refers to it as cursey. She calls it a cursey. Instead of a horsey, it's a cursey. Scott Walker looked like a finely tuned Indy car. You looked like an Indy car that had blown an engine and was leaking oil.
I turned into Sham at the 73 Belmont.
I'll tell you right now, you faded. There, it looks like the quote was, looks like they're going to catch him today. Swing and a miss. Page went 2-for-4 last night with a double and a home run. He has driven in 5.
I will point out there is no videotape, but I've had several digital copies already sent to me of that particular effort.
All you know is I was taping it. Well, that one missed, and I'm not sure where it missed. 1-2 the count. I'm not sure. Albert does an awesome job. That one, okay. Spikes may have had a gift. Here's the pitch. Reaches out and slaps it into right field for a base hit. Marcus stays hot as he makes the turn at first. A 2-out single to right. Marcus, by the way, 2-for-2 in stolen bases for the season. Dawson Bailey grounded out to second in the first. 2-2 our score, bottom of the second. Brock Reller with a rocket to the grandstand and right, a 2-run homer in the first. Here's Bailey from Bedford Falls. Just kidding. Niagara Falls.
Clarence.
George Bailey.
You know, Clarence isn't too far away from here either.
No, it's not. It's a Center County town.
Longtime home of the Clarence Mounties of the Center County League.
In their first strike, Owen won the count. Let's see. Harry Bailey was the younger brother.
Yes.
And there was Uncle Billy.
That's right.
Just to let you know how the Bailey family didn't have a lot of business sense, he was in charge of the money. That's wrapped foul by Dawson Bailey. It's 0-2. I mean, you think about the pivotal scene in the movie.
Yes.
Where he loses the $8,000.
Yes.
Why on God's green earth do you entrust Uncle Billy with a squirrel and a bird in the office to take $8,000 to the bank? 0-2 the count. Checked it inside, 1-2 the count. No wonder George thought about going to the bridge. He probably looked around and said, that's my fault. Talk about bad judgment. Uncle Billy with cash.
Well, luckily, Clarence was there to save him.
1-2 the count. That's in the air, foul. First base side out of play, still 1-2. No, I didn't have a drink. That movie used to be on all the time.
Yep.
Right? All the time. Now, I have a copy of it. Pitch is in there for call, strike 3, got him. And they were running Page that time, but the inning is over. So Bravo gets his first strikeout. No runs, a hit. One left. End of 2. 2-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Let's go Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Top half of the third inning in a 2-2 game. Brock Weller's two-run shot to the grandstand, tying in the bottom of the first. Jared Kengob will face Logan Mathieu and Fernandez and Tremaine Spears. Mathieu reached on an error but got an RBI because the run was going to score anyway. His 23rd RBI. 0-1 the count. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Ken Gott. It's 0-1. So it's a wonderful life before NBC got full rights to it.
Yes.
Used to be on every station during the course of, I mean, you could turn it on in the holidays. You'd find it somewhere. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. There's this great scene in the TV show Cheers where they're sitting in the bar. And they look up and they go, oh, no, It's a Wonderful Life is on again. Right? Right? Oh. Here's the 0-2 to Mathieu. Foul, third base side, out of play. And then it cuts to the next scene, and the bell's ringing at the end, and they're all sitting there in tears. 0-2 the count. And Ken Gott delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Third strikeout for Jared Ken Gott. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health earning 5 stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. In 2021, we were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek and best in maternity by U.S. News and World Reports. That'll bring Fernandez to the plate. He's been as hot as Mathieu in this series.
Mm-hmm.
He doubled the first time up. He is 6-for-10. In the series. Ball outside. Now, if you're wondering whatever happened to Mr. Potter, right?
Yes.
Right? He's now a mascot in Williamsport. Boomer is Mr. Potter. Years later.
He turned blue.
See what has become of that individual. See what evil rot. That's fouled straight back to the screen. It's 2-1.
Cold-hearted, turned his skin blue, and he developed fur.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter. Happy New Year to you and to jail. Two and one the count, and the pitch. Down low for a ball. 3-1 the count of Fernandez out of Hialeah, Florida. Second in the league in hitting. This guy's hitting .422, and he's second to his teammate, Turner Hill. Pitch. There's a strike in the outer edge. 3-2 the count. Hill now hitting .456.
How about Jared Kengott, though? Rough opening inning, but he limits the damage and now progresses right through. He's been the most consistent starter for the Spikes in the second half.
Fouled over our heads and out of play. Well, let's be honest. He had a little bit of a car wreck behind him on a couple of hitters that caused the issue. Because the two runs are unearned.
Yes.
Since then, everybody has settled down.
Oh, yeah.
Jared and the guys behind him. Backhanded in the hole by Sheldon. Fires the first in time. Evidence A right there. Two gone. Pac-Man gone. And that now brings to the plate Tremaine Spears, who struck out swinging the first time. Spears' first at-bat in the series. 2-2 our score in the top of the third. Here it is on August the 11th, talking about It's a Wonderful Life, which really mirrors the theme of Joe's life. The pitch. That is lined up the middle into center field. That will be a base hit. It's his fifth hit of the season. Two-out single to center. Here's Javonte Doris, who walked his first time. And, Joe, you have had a wonderful life.
That I have.
Except for that stop in Auburn.
Well, except for the bouncy horses in the first inning, too. Other than that.
Pitch inside for ball. What's the deal with the elbow slam?
Adding injury to insult, I suppose. Emphasized. By the way, I think he was granted the title governor, which he hasn't earned just yet, but he is now Mr. Belfon.
He's the governor of this franchise. 1-0 the count. Pitch. And then misses inside 2-0. Although Chuck Greenberg, he's like, you're doing levels?
Yes.
Right? In the Marriott system, Chuck's titanium.
That's right.
Platinum is second. So Chuck's titanium elite. The pitch on the ground, left side, long run. Page got it. Throws off balance, but threw it away, backed up by Aviles. They may have a play at second. No. Good job by Luis to back it up. That'll be an infield hit. Good call by Paul. Good job by Page just to get to it. Great effort just to try and make a play.
Oh, yes. And that's a difficult throw for anybody. The momentum is carrying him away from first, and he has to try to throw back across his body, and he just could not get any direction on that throw.
You'll see Brady making that throw. Of course, that would entail moving.
I don't know. Tom Brady, I think, has more rushing yards in the last 5 years than he did in the 15 before.
It's amazing. Set by Kengott, and time called.
And we know he can punt, too, so maybe he's got a future there. He'll stick around. He'll surpass George Blanda.
I remember George Blanda. Youngwood's own.
Oh, yes.
Suburb of Greensburg.
Played under Bear Bryant at the University of Kentucky.
He did. With the Bears before he went to the Oilers, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Then he goes to the Raiders and he's kicking. And subbing a quarterback.
Yep.
He was the 1970 NFL MVP the first year of the merger.
Yes, indeed.
And he didn't start at quarterback. He kept coming off the bench for Daryl LaMonica.
He won 5 games that year, either by leading a game-winning touchdown drive or kicking a game-winning or game-tying field goal.
Ball gets away, back to the bricks, barry-ended by Aviles, but nobody was covering. Perfect carom. Runners move off of the wild pitch, second and third, 2 outs. It was a game against Kansas City. Kansas City had a 6'8 defensive end named Morris Stroud.
Yes.
They put him, and at that time, the goalpost crossbar was on the goal line.
Yep.
1-1. And the pitch. Tap foul, third base side, 1-2 to Bassetti. And so they put him back to block the kick.
Yep.
It was the final play of the game. I think it was at Old Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.
I believe so.
And Blanda kicked it, and it cleared Stroud's hand by 6 inches and the crossbar by a foot. And the Raiders won the game.
Now, Morris Stroud was, I believe at that time, the second tallest player in football.
Ernie Ladd was huge.
Yes, he was. I think he was 6'9". 6'9", 315.
1-2. Down low. 2-2 the count. My old friend Bob Meidinger. right? Mm-hmm. Who just absolutely thought the world of, and not only great friend, but, you know, before his death was my attorney. He played on the 1963 AFL champion San Diego Chargers.
Yes.
He would tell me Ernie Ladd stories. Interesting and not suitable for this broadcast. 2-2, outside, full 3-2.
Thing about Ernie Ladd, two quick things on him. One, he once came in second in a pancake eating contest. He, I think, ate 43. Oof. But he came in second because it was a two-man competition. He was a one-man team.
I see.
And the second one is, after his football career, went on to a long pro wrestling career.
Yep. Another guy that had a long wrestling career is Wahoo McDaniel.
That's right.
3-2. On the ground. Madol to the ground. Fires, covering. Kengott got it. What a play on both ends. Madol diving to his right on the dirt. Was able to throw a perfect strike, and Kengott hustled to the bag to end the top of the third. No runs, a couple of hits, two stranded, end of 2.5. 2-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
We go to the bottom of the third, and the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. What a play to end the top of the third. DeAndre Shelton bounced out to third his first time, and Spears is up on the grass at third. And Bravo delivers. Up high for a ball. Bravo with a very impressive mane sticking out the back of that cap.
He's got the flow going, that's for sure.
Zach delivers. Outside corner for a strike, it's 1-1. Wind's died down a bit. Still blowing to right about 5 miles an hour. Gusting to 10. 1-1. Outside 2-1 the count. Listen to how the crowd here responds. Wait till we go to tomorrow night's game. You can listen. 2-1. That is laced to right field, but going back and waiting for it and putting it away is Hill. One gone. Hit right at him. That was the key, and here's Trent Taylor. Extended his hitting streak to 11 with an infield hit, and then walked home ahead of the Reller home run. 11-game inning streak, the longest this season. I think it's the longest in the league.
Yes, it is. Actually, I think it has now progressed from being the longest active streak to the longest streak posted this season.
Well, now he's going to look for a multi-hit game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Wasn't going to get it on that one. It's 0-1. That was low and outside of the zone. He chased it. Good curveball that time from Bravo. 0-1 the count. Trent with that average up to 350 now. Pitch. That's wrapped on the ground. past David Valdez at third, who made no effort. I'm talking no effort. It's almost like he might as well run up the white flag. 0-2 the count on Taylor. Reller on deck. Slapped on the ground to short. Charged there by Bassetti. Fires off balance and got him by a half step. Fine play by Tyler Bassetti at short, two gone. Brock Reller. He's the Powerball power hitter. So let's see what he's done tonight. Oh, look, a two-run homer to right.
Well, he's climbing on Logan Mathieu as well on that second-half home run list.
He's also got 16 runs knocked in as well, Joe. Three home runs. That was his first at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. Outside for a ball. He's hit one at Williamsport, one at Mahoning Valley, and now one here.
By the way, Brock Reller now eight straight games with an RBI, ties Ryan Hernandez, who had an eight-game RBI streak earlier this year, one game away from a Spikes record.
Low and inside to Brock. It's 2-0.
Set by David Washington back in 2013. That was a nine-game RBI streak for David.
Oh, I saw a couple of people walk in tonight with North Dakota gear on.
Oh, yeah.
And the pitch. Outside corner for strike. It's 2-1. Brock, by the way, is from Grand Forks, North Dakota, where Boomer's request for a timeshare was rejected.
It's a class joint.
Swing and a miss. Going for the downs there, it's 2-2. It's a class community, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody who puts on their resume that they have a timeshare at San Quentin is not going to get in. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. That's to complete the strikeout at first and do when the inning is over. So the Spikes go in order here in the third inning and at the end of three full. Still 2-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Special here tonight, $9 for a half dozen of wings here at the ballpark. So if you're listening to us down at the concourse, keep that in mind. Bellefonte Community Night, what a great crowd. Logan Mathieu is the darling of Bellefonte. Scott Walker is the King of Bellefonte. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you the Duke of Bellefonte, Joe Putnam.
I'll take that. Duke of Bellefonte has a good ring to it.
It's better than the Duke of Earl.
That's right. 9-1 and two hitters due up for the Black Bears. J.C. Santini, Turner Hill, and Maddox Houghton as Jared Kengott remains on the mound. His first pitch in the fourth inning, a strike. Fastball over the inner half of the plate. 0-1. Bellefonte Area High School Band performed pregame. They performed our national anthem here this evening as well. The 0-1 travels outside. One ball, one strike. Guys, your kid zone in left field is hopping. It's free tonight. Thanks to friends of Jay Corman, this being a part of the Community Nights series. There are still Community Nights on the calendar as well. 1-1. That's low and away. Ball two. Including College Township Community Night coming your way next Saturday, August the 20th. There'll be fireworks from the field after the game, thanks to College Township. 2-1, breaking ball low, three balls and a strike. In addition, August 20th will be Space Night here at the ballpark. Post-game rocket launch. Here's the 3-1. That is in the air, high to left field. Meade circling underneath it, reaches out, makes the grab. One away. One gone in the top of the fourth. 2-2 tie here in the rubber match of a three-game series between the Spikes and the Black Bears. Elsewhere in the MLB draft league, Trenton and Frederick trying to get a game in tonight. They have been rained out each of the last two games. They got to the third inning on Tuesday before halting play and unable to pick it back up. First pitch to Turner Hill, a strike. 90 on the fastball over the outer edge, 0-1. Then yesterday, completely washed out. In fact, they called the game before folks were even coming to the ballpark. The 0-1 down and in for a ball, 1-1 the count. But tonight they're underway down at Harry Grove Stadium, and it's 1-1 between the Keys and the Trenton Thunder. That's in the bottom of the second up at historic Bowman Field, where Steve and I will be tomorrow night. Mahoning Valley leading the Crosscutters, 3-0 top of the fourth. Here's a bunt by Hill, but it's popped up foul. Third base side, out of the reach of Avilas. Ball and two strikes. Williamsport entering the evening in the lead in the second half standings in the MLB Draft League, a 12-4 second half record. West Virginia at 11-7 coming in, second place two games back. Spikes at 10-8 in third place three games back. 1-2, and that is popped to left center field. Meade coming on for it, and the left fielder will make the play. Back-to-back flyouts to left, two gone in the top of the fourth. Frederick at 8-8, Trenton 4-10, Mahoning Valley 5-13 entering the night to round it out. Here's Maddox Houghton, the West Virginia center fielder, 0-2, flyed out to center field in the first inning, grounded out to second in the second. So our series in Williamsport will be tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Rare occasion that we make a visit to Williamsport for three consecutive games. And the first pitch to Houghton, called strike on the outer edge, 0-1. Those will be the last home games for the Crosscutters, by the way, before the Little League Classic takes place with Major League Baseball the weekend following the Spikes' visit there. Of course, it'll be the Red Sox and the Orioles. 0-2, the count to Houghton after the breaking ball. Infield shifting a bit. Back into normal position now, and Ken Gott wheels and deals. That bounces in, blocked by Avilas, but then kicks off to the left. Nobody on base, simply ball one. And the Spikes will host the Crosscutters next weekend for three straight games, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. In between, a visit to Eastwood Field once again is coming Tuesday through Thursday. The 1-2 to Houghton. Tip foul at the plate. Caught a hold of the slider, and it's still 1-2. And the Spikes, even despite losing a series played exclusively on the road for the first time this season, still have won 7 of 10 meetings against the Scrappers this year, or at least in the second half. The 1-2 bounce to the left side into left field, base hit. So Houghton with a two-out single. Black Bears have had at least one runner on base in every inning, but their only runs came in the first. Tied up at two. In fact, the Spikes scoring two in the opening frame as well. Here on the top of the fourth with a runner on, here is Ryan Hernandez, the first baseman. Reached on an error in the first inning. Struck out looking in the second. Here's the set by Ken Gott. Five hits now for West Virginia in the game, four for State College. First pitch, breaking ball outside, a check swing by Hernandez. He did not go around. 1-0 the count. Of course, big-time Major League Baseball event tonight, the Field of Dreams game. The Cubs taking on the Reds in Dyersville, Iowa. And right now, Chicago leads it 3-0 as they go to the second. Throw on to first, diving back in. Houghton, he is safe. And, of course, what a game it was last year. The dramatic walk-off homer to end of the White Sox over the Yankees, 9-8. The 1-0 pitch. Bouncer down the third baseline. Morissetti grabs it in fair territory. Strong throw across the diamond in time. Nice play by Rob Morissetti. And the inning is over. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base. Bottom of the fourth coming up. 2-2 our score here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. 2-2 our score here in the rubber match of a three-game set between the Spikes and the Black Bears. Belfont Community Night here in Medler Field this evening. Plenty of Belfutians, or Belfontonians if you prefer, on hand as the first pitch to Luis Aviles popped up behind home plate and thumps onto the roof above our heads here. 0-1 the count. Aviles singled back in the first inning, then was erased on a fielder's choice. Back in the lineup and back behind the plate this evening. Zach Bravo back on the mound for West Virginia here in the fourth. His 0-1 pitch popped up left side of the infield. Bassetti, the shortstop, will take charge on the infield grass, makes the catch, one away. Bravo is now retired 5 in a row. Here's Rob Morissetti, the third baseman. He grounded into that fielder's choice, a 6-4 play up the middle in the first inning. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for West Virginia. 2 runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors for State College. Black Bears have stranded 7 runners on base already in their first 4 at-bats. The Spikes have left 2 on base in the first 3 1/3. Bravo to the plate. Fastball and a called strike just above the knees at 91 miles an hour. 0-1 the count. Told you, caught you up on the Field of Dreams game tonight. Cubs still with the lead. Red Sox and Orioles, meanwhile, meeting tonight as well. Here's a bouncer back to Bravo. He'll hustle over to first. Toss it on to Hernandez. 1-3 the putout. 2 gone in the bottom of the fourth. Of course, they'll be the matchup in the Little League Classic August the 21st in Williamsport at historic Bowman Field. Home of the Crosscutters, and Williamsport will be here that night. It'll be a 4:05 game, a Sunday fun day here at the ballpark. It'll be Witches and Wizards night as well on Sunday the 21st. Tickets, by the way, available for all 11 games remaining on the 2022 home schedule now at statecollegespikes.com. They're also available now at the Spikes ticket office. You can obviously come on out tonight, but you can also, while you're here throughout the course of the game, get your tickets for future games as well. 0-1 the count to Madol. Getting rounded out to second his first time up. The swing of the 0-1 pitch. And the ball fouled to the third base seats. 0-2 and bounces in. Oh, nice catch. I think that's the Timberland group on the third base side. And the pitch on 0-2, fouled back to the screen. Still two strikes. Or is that the Tiernanog Irish Dancer? That may have been Tiernanog that made that particular play. 0-2 the count. Still several enthusiastic groups. By the way, want to give a special welcome to the folks who are here with the CYS Foster Parent Program and the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Center County tonight. So that pitch in the dirt, blocked by Santini. One ball, two strikes. They're having a whole lot of fun this evening. And the 1-2. Up and away for a ball. 2-2 the count. Doing so much for kids here in Center County. Of course, the Youth Service Bureau does such a phenomenal job. And the Youth Service Bureau golf tournament. Such a great effort for our community as the 2-2 to Madol, breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three. But, of course, bringing people together here at the ballpark. Plenty of great action with the future of baseball on the field, but bringing Happy Valley together, such a great thing to have happen each and every night here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The strikeout, the second, or rather the third of the night for Zach Bravo. He's retired seven in a row. We go to the fifth, tied at two on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Caparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers and always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the fifth inning, and Logan Matthew, the Bellefonte native here on Bellefonte Community Night. He was our guest pregame on Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health. Had a lot of great things to say. I mean, Bellefonte to him, the place where he grew up. Fond memories, of course. And shouted out Dan Fravel, who was his head coach when he played on the Bellefonte Area High School team that won the state championship here at Medler Field in 2016. What a great thing to see his homecoming as he flies one to left. Meade underneath it makes the catch. One away in the top of the fifth. And Matthew had six hits in the first two games of this series, including a homer. But tonight, he is officially 0 for 3, although he reached on an error in the first and got credit for an RBI there. Here's Adon Fernandez, the West Virginia left fielder, 1 for 2, doubled in a run in the first, grounded out to short in the third. Ken Gott looks in for the side from Luis Aviles, the pitch. Breaking ball missed inside, one ball, no strikes. Fernandez on a hot streak in this series as well. 6 for 10 at the plate, now 6 for 11 actually after his ground out in the third. But he has doubled in a run already this evening. The 1-0 popped up, foul ground, first base side. Madol gives it a big run, but it'll tumble out of play. One ball, one strike. Spikes and Black Bears meeting for the final time in the regular season. Of course, West Virginia, the first half champions of the MLB Draft League, so they are assured of hosting the MLB Draft League Championship game, which will take place on Tuesday, September the 6th at Monongalia County Ballpark in Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown. Pitch outside for a ball to Fernandez, 2-1 the count. They will meet the second half champion, and if the Black Bears take both halves, it'll be the second-place team in the second half that'll fill the other berth in the championship game. 2-1, swung on and missed, 2-2 to Fernandez. Ken Gott caught him with a breaking ball. One gone here in the top of the fifth inning. The base is empty. 2-2 the score, 2-2 the count. Ken Gott delivers. Tip foul at the plate, and that might have caught Albert Jones. Albert has just had the worst luck behind the plate. I mean, as a plate umpire, you're always kind of in the firing line when it comes to foul tips, getting struck by the baseball, but Albert seems to get it more than most umpires, and I don't know if it's just that we happen to see the games where he gets dinged up more, or this happens all the time, but I sure hope that the spikes are not the common ingredient and the bumps and bruises he may suffer. Two balls, two strikes. Albert's a phenomenal individual. Always great to see him work in a game. Also works games up in Williamsport. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Aviles with a tag to finish strikeout number four for Jared Kengott. Brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team? Mountain Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainnittany.org/careers. Two gone in the top of the fifth, and here is Tremaine Spears, the West Virginia third baseman. 1-for-2 in the game, struck out in the first, singled in the third. Joe Putnam, Steve Jones along with you here at Midler Field, Loprano Park. And Jared Ken, that's interesting. He started his motion and then stopped it and then just spiked the ball. There's nobody on base, so there's no balk. It's just a matter of whether or not that was a pitch, and I think time had been called. There's no pitch. No pitch, says Albert Jones. So clearly somebody had granted time, and Ken Gott saw that, heard that, and he stopped his motion, but then just continued on and spiked it into the ground. It's one of the few times that as a pitcher you can really do that when there's nobody on base. So now the official first pitch to Spears in his third time at bat, low for a ball, 1-0. Other big league scores, Marlins leading the Phillies, or defeated the Phillies today, I should say. 3-0 the final as Miami records the shutout. And the 1-0, broken bat, slow roller, left side, picked up by Morissetti. Throw to first in time. Nice job by Rob Morissetti. He took charge there, slicing in front of Shelton from his third base post to throw out Spears at first as the barrel of the bat retrieved from between the mound and third base. Ken Gott retires the side in order in the top of the fifth. We're halfway home at Medler Field at Loprano Park. Through 4.5, 2-2 our score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home for a big weekend series against Williamsport, August 19th through the 21st. Friday the 19th, game time at 6:35 p.m. for Heroes Night on a 4-for-44 Friday. Saturday the 20th, the skies light up as you can see fireworks from the field, presented by College Township after the 6:35 p.m. game on Space Night. And Sunday the 21st, it's Witches and Wizards Night on a Sunday Funday with a 4:05 start. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at 4 convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
of the fifth inning. 8-9-1 batters due up for the Spikes. John Meade, Marcus Page, and Dawson Bailey. It's a 2-2 tie here as both teams scoring in the first inning and then nothing since. John Meade is 0-for-1, grounded out to short his first time up and bounces this one off Bravo, the pitcher, who recovers, picks up the baseball, throws to first. It's in time for the out, and immediately Albert Jones, the plate umpire, will come out and check on Zach Bravo. So will Jed Jerko, and Bravo immediately waves Jed away. Says he's okay, but I think Jed's going to get a more up-close view. And Zach Bravo pointed out it hit him in the, looks like the right wrist, but he says he is okay. And Albert and Jed share a laugh as they head back toward the third baseline. And J.C. Santini joining in the fun as well. Wonder if Jed said he's got to get some camera time. I think he's definitely had quite a bit of camera time, and his time in the major leagues, always one of those players I felt was very underrated in the game. Second baseman, had a great bat, and of course, proud West Virginia University alum. Here's a ground run to short from Marcus Page. Throw to first in time. Marcus now 1-for-2 in the game. Two gone in the bottom of the fifth. Zach Bravo has now set down 9 straight Spikes batters. By the way, if you head to Monongalia County Ballpark, whether on September 6th for the MLB Draft League Championship game or on any other occasion, you'll notice the street signs that run outside the ballpark. One of them is Jed Jerko Drive. So obviously gives you an idea of how proud he is to have been a Mountaineer and to continue to be a Mountaineer, and now proud to be a Black Bear as well. His second season at the helm, and the first pitch to Dawson Bailey. Fastball at 90 for a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Dawson, the leadoff man in the State College order tonight, 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball loops in for a strike on the outer edge. 0-2 the count. Base is empty, 2 outs, bottom of the fifth. We're tied at 2. In the big leagues earlier today, Guardians defeated the Tigers 4-3 in 10 innings. Here's the 0-2 to Bailey. At his line foul over Bradley's cheesesteaks and into the parking lot. Astros defeated the Rangers 7-3 in the Battle of Texas. Royals topped the White Sox 5-3. Rockies over the Cardinals 8-6. Jordan Hicks, former Spike, taking the loss. Unfortunately, Colorado with 6 runs in the 7th inning to carry them to victory. The 0-2, breaking ball, dipped out of the zone. Check swing by Bailey. Check it with Phil Heim at first. He says no go. 1-2. Diamondbacks over the Pirates as well. 9-3. And one of the big hits, a 3-run double by Dalton Varsho in the 7th inning. That pitch missed to Bailey, 2-2 the count. It's all part of the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard, brought to you by the Ramada State College Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the Spikes. 2-2 pitch, grounder between short and third, base hit for Bailey. Now that'll stop the streak of 9 in a row set down by Bravo, and a man on with 2 outs for DeAndre Shelton, playing shortstop for the Spikes this evening. And DeAndre settled into that shortstop spot as the game has progressed, as has Rob Morissetti, by the way, at third. Both of them committed an error in the first inning, but they have been letter perfect since. Shelton batting as a lefty, as he does most of the time. Most of the teams in the MLB Draft League carry righty-heavy staffs, and Shelton a switch hitter, but more often batting as a lefty as the breaking ball missed low and away. 1-0 the count. Hits now even at 5. Spikes with both errors in the night, but the calm that counts even up at 2. Bailey leads off first. He's a stolen base threat, the 1-0. Fades in for a called strike in the outside corner, 1-1. Middle infield. Pretty much playing straight away. Bassetti and Doris maybe pinched in a little bit to make that force play a little easier at second. Bravo delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 89. 1-2. And Spikes on the road tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday in Williamsport. League-wide off day this coming Monday at Mahoning Valley, this coming Tuesday through Thursday, and then right back here next weekend, the 19th through the 21st. First of 11 home games to finish the year. The 1-2 foul tip into the mid strike three. Of course, there'll be 11 more home games remaining on the season. The last eight Spikes regular season games will all be here at Medler Field. Strikeout is the fourth of the night for Bravo. For the Spikes in the fifth, no runs, a hit. One runner left on base. Five innings complete. Two all the score here at Medler Field on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Into the sixth inning, 2-2 our score, and fans of Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the sixth inning. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. And interesting, we're seeing Louis Davenport III come in after Jared Kengott went five innings. Now, Louis was the starter on Tuesday, but he only went two innings in that game. And he ended up throwing 56 pitches. So in the grand scheme of things, this would likely be his throw day. And so he's going to be out to sort of fill the gap in the bullpen. And he'll face the 7-8-9 batters for West Virginia. Javonte Doris, Tyler Bassetti, J.C. Santini due up. First is Doris, who shows bunt, draws it back, pitch a strike at 89 miles an hour in the inside corner. 0-1 the count. Doris walked in the first and reached on an infield single against Kengott in the third. We'll have Jared's final line for you right after this 0-1 pitch, which is a called strike. Fastball on the outer edge, 0-2. Kengott goes five innings, two runs against him, but both unearned. Five hits, two walks. Was charged with a wild pitch, but four strikeouts. The 0-2 breaking ball, or actually a fastball that was low. It came in at 88. And it's 1-2 to Doris. Kengott throwing 93 pitches, 55 for strikes. And, of course, had to fight through it in the first inning, but two unearned runs. But did fight and ended up blanking West Virginia over his final four innings on the mound. The 1-2 swung on and missed. Strike three. That was the breaking ball. That's Louis Davenport's first strikeout of the night. The Spikes fifth as a team. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. Tyler Bassetti now up, the shortstop, 0-2. He grounded out to short in the first and then grounded out to first with a pitcher covering on a great defensive play by Madol and Kengott in the third. Swing and a miss on the fastball to start it off. 0-1 the count. 2-2 our score after slugfests Tuesday and Wednesday. 13-10 the final Tuesday night. Last night an 8-7 game. West Virginia won the first one, State College the second. 0-1 breaking ball, called strike on the inside corner. And Louis Davenport, he's coming out and throwing strikes. which is great to see. Six pitches, five have been in the zone so far. See if he can put them away on the 0-2 delivery. Louis winds and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, does indeed do so. Goes right back to the breaking ball for his second consecutive strikeout. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Two down in the top of the sixth. Here's J.C. Santini, the catcher, 0-for-2 with a ground out to third and a fly out to left. Ken Gott will not factor in the decision for the game as it was a 2-2 tie in the first. It stayed that way all the way here to the sixth. Davenport delivers. That's outside. Deflects off the mitt of Aviles. One ball, no strikes. Now Davenport in the opener of the series Tuesday. He did actually 56 pitches. 30 of them were in the zone, but he walked two batters, hit a batter, had to fight through it a bit. 1-0, that's foul back to the screen. 1-1 the count. But Davenport, he was the Spikes' most consistent starter in 2021. He led the Spikes in innings pitched, had the second most innings pitched in the MLB Draft League, and then joined the Spikes, making his pro debut in the second half of this MLB Draft League season. After completing his college career at Marshall. 1-1, check swing on the high fastball. He went around, says Phil Heim. It's 1-2. Bases empty, two outs, top of the sixth. One ball, two strikes, the count to J.C. Santini. 2-2 our score here. Joe Putnam, Steve Jones along with you from Medler Field to Lebrano Park. Great crowd on hand tonight. Thirsty Thursday has ended, but still got the wings on sale. Still got plenty of cold beverages tonight. Just don't have the deals on them that we had earlier on. By the way, fireworks from the field come back Saturday, August the 20th. Presented by College Township, and Albert Jones gets bitten again. Again, hopefully that's not only during... You hope it's not only during Spikes games, but... You just hope that one of these days, when we see Albert, he's not going to... get welts all over the place. One ball, two strikes off the foul tip. And Aviles and Davenport. Luis really just giving Albert time to recover as he went out to the mound to have a chat with Louis Davenport. Aviles, of course, from Tulane. Davenport from Marshall. If you're wondering why they have green equipment, Louis with the green glove, Luis with the green shin pads and chest protector. That's why. One ball, two strikes. And everybody back in action, including plate umpire Albert Jones. Santini levels the bat. Davenport delivers. And that one lifted in the air left field. That'll drop for a base hit. A two-out single for the Black Bears. Ken Gott finishing strong. The only 1-2-3 inning he recorded was in the fifth inning. West Virginia has had at least one man on base in each of the other five. So now with two down, here is Turner Hill, the Marietta, Ohio native. Marietta, actually. Pretty close to Mahoning Valley. But he goes to West Virginia, and actually it might be it's closer to Morgantown than it is to Mahoning Valley, which is in the Youngstown area. Pitch low and away for a ball, 1-0. The Black Bears have put together a stout offense. Hill probably foremost among them. He flied out in the fourth inning, so that reduced his average to only .449 on the year. An on-base percentage of .500, leading the league in batting average. He has 11 RBIs to this point. He scored 19 runs, which leads the way. And the pitch, that's lined to right field. Base hit. On it immediately is Taylor. And he'll fire a throw to third. Boy, got the laser out for that one. But Hill with the single. Santini remains at second. Back-to-back two-out hits. And now Maddox Houghton to the plate, but before that, Spikes pitching coach Jim Gott will head to the mound to have a chat with Louis Davenport. So seven hits now for the Black Bears, five for the Spikes. Three more fireworks from the field shows coming up this season. It will restart Saturday, August 20th with a show presented by College Township on College Township Community Night. Then the following Saturday, August the 27th, the skies will light up again after the game, and fans can watch from the infield here at Medler Field. As with all fireworks from the field presentations, those presented by the McClure Company. And then Sunday, September 4th, the Starfire Corporation, which actually shoots off all the fireworks shows here at Medler Field, will present things at the season finale. It'll be a 6:35 game on Sunday, September the 4th. So even though it is a Sunday game, which will be a 4:05 start on the 21st and the 28th, the finale will be 6:35, so we can light up the skies to finish off the season here at Medler Field. Of course, Spikes in contention. They could very well be playing in that inaugural MLB Draft League Championship game against this same Black Bears team September 6th, but they're three games back of the league lead in the second half standings at this moment. Maddox Houghton now will step in. Meeting on the mound is over. First and second, two outs. Davenport rises to the stretch and the pitch. That's fastball called strike on the outer edge, 0-1. Took a little something off of it, but got it over. 0-1 the count. All the groups, the many groups here tonight, enjoying the action. And of course, this is the last Spikes home game for 8 days, so summer running out. Be over a week without home games here at Medler Field. Chance to enjoy all of the fun, and then plenty of fun packed into the last 2 weeks. 11 of the last 14 Spikes games will be here at home. Breaking ball and an appeal on the check swing. He went around, says Phil Heim. That one rode the inside corner. Albert Jones ruled it a ball in location, but on the appeal, it's strike two to Houghton on the swing. He is 1-for-3 tonight, a fly out, a ground out, and a single in that order. Santini leads off second, Hill off first, infield back, Davenport sets the 0-2. And a sharp grounder down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. Santini comes in to score. Dashing around third, Hill. He'll hold up, however, and stay put. But it's a two-out RBI double down the left field line for Maddox Houghton. And it gives West Virginia the lead back at 3-2. That'll bring Hernandez to the plate. Ryan Hernandez 0-for-3 this evening. So for Houghton, that is his 13th RBI of the season. He has played entirely in the second half. Ryan Hernandez playing across both halves of the MLB Draft League season. Boston native, under the tutelage of David Valdez, Spikes hitting coach throughout most of his life. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-0, and they have had a nice time catching up at times here. Hernandez, by the way, finished up his career at the University of Houston, and Kevin Karstetter, who's with the Spikes in the first half, will be headed down there this fall, and he'll begin his playing career in earnest with the Cougars spring of 23. Pitch low and away, 2-0 to Hernandez. And we'll be anxious to see. Kevin may well return to the Spikes for a third year in the MLB Draft League next year. I know as an organization, we certainly hope so. Kevin's a tremendous individual. 2-0 pitch fouled away behind home, 2-1 the count. Very versatile, and he's expanded that versatility even more during his two seasons in the draft league. Been a third baseman, a catcher, an outfielder. And swings a great bat, had one of the deepest home runs hit here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park this season. 2-1. That's tipped foul at the plate. And I might have caught Avilas in the right arm, the throwing arm. Albert Jones, as Luis indicates, he's okay. Albert Jones does walk out and make the short toss to Louis Davenport with a new baseball. 2-2 the count. 8 hits for the Black Bears tonight, 5 for the Spikes. Little bit of a breeze unfurling the flags, moving from left to right. American flag in left center to its right from our vantage point behind home plate, the flag of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The 2-2 popped up. First base side, Madol dashes over, Avilas as well, the first baseman on the edge of the grass, makes the play as he heads toward the warning track, and the inning is over. However, West Virginia snaps the tie with a run on 3 hits, all with 2 outs, 2 runners left on base. End of 5.5 here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. 3-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience, with a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. It'll be Trent Taylor, Brock Reller, and Luis Avilas to the plate here in the bottom of the sixth. Spikes trailing 3-2 now. This is what they did in the first inning. West Virginia scored 2 in the top half. Spikes matched it in the bottom half. Trent Taylor swings with the first pitch, grounds it onto short, charging in Bossetti, gloves it in a throw onto first in time. Taylor retired, 1 down, although Trent is 1-for-3, so he extends his hitting streak to 11 games, which actually matches the longest streak in the MLB Draft League this season. There have been 3 previous 11-game streaks. I misspoke a little earlier, but it is the longest active streak currently in the MLB Draft League. Here's Brock Reller. His 8-game RBI streak is the longest, tied for the longest in the league this year. Longest active streak as well, and it's 1 game shy of the record 9 straight games with an RBI posted by David Washington in 2013 that stands as the Spikes franchise record. First pitch breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge, 0-1. Reller put one into the bleachers in right in the first inning, a 2-run shot, his 3rd home run of the MLB Draft League season, and he swats this one foul to the left side, 0-2. Zach Bravo back on the mound for West Virginia here in the bottom of the sixth. And Bravo's 70th pitch of the evening is on the way. Here it is. That's line to right field, base hit. Brock's 2nd hit of the evening. A 1-out single, and the tying runs on base now as Luis Avilas steps up. The catcher 1-for-2 this evening, singled in the first, popped out to short in the 4th. By the way, that single, 102 miles an hour off the bat of Brock Reller. That was in a pitch, an off-speed pitch. It only came in at 80. Here is Aviles. Reller leads off first. Hernandez holding him on there. Bravo out of the stretch. The pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Santini. So 71 pitches now in 5 1/3 innings. Pretty efficient for Bravo, the right-hander, who stuck around from the first half of the season. He is a West Virginia University product, native of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the 1-0 missed low, 2 balls and 0 strikes. Reller with 2 of the spike, 6 hits this evening. The Black Bears have 8. And there is now right-handed action starting to get ready in the West Virginia bullpen. It's not yet starting in earnest, though, just tossing the baseball right now. There is no action in the Spikes bullpen. Louis Davenport will get his second inning of relief work in the 7th. Fastball low, 3-0 to Aviles. And Bravo receives the baseball with a little oomph behind the glove as the ball heads into it. Reller, short lead off first. Brock does have 3 steals this year. The 3-0 pitch, Aviles swings and lines it into left field, a base hit. Reller up to second, he'll hold there. Back-to-back one-out singles. Aviles now with 2 of his own. 7th hit of the night for the Spikes. And Rob Morissetti will step up. Now we know Rob would be at his best if there were 2 outs in this inning. Hitting over 300 with runners in scoring position and 2 outs, but there is 1 out here, and Bravo and Santini are discussing things on the mound. This might give, well, now it's, looks like now left-handed action for West Virginia, and that can only mean that it's Ian McMahon, who we saw last night for the Black Bears. And, yep. After the catcher's visit to the mound, now pitching coach JT Thomas will take the long walk. And Black Bears are looking for the lefty-lefty matchup here. Morissetti, the lefty, against probably McMahon. First and second, one out. And this is a crucial point of the game. Talking with Dave Tremblay, he's learned over the years the 6th inning is the crucial inning in the game. Really, the whole ball game hinges. If it's a tie game going into the 6th, whoever wins that 6th inning tends to win the game more often than not. So the mound visit.
That's my favorite movie, Interstellar.
He ain't gonna be in Rush Hour 3.
Fast times Richmond High. So now, Morissetti will dig in. It looks like Bravo will. Josh Madol, another lefty on deck, and John Mead, another lefty to follow. So still time to get that lefty-lefty matchup. First and second, one out. But the game in Zach Bravo's hands right now, and he delivers a fastball low, 1-0. Morissetti again 0-for-2 in this game. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the first and bounced one back to Bravo, and by which I mean off of Bravo in the 4th inning, but it did not phase the righty. He has stayed in the game throughout. Here's the 1-0. That is lofted foul, third base side, 1-1. 3-2 West Virginia here in the bottom of the 6th, but the Spikes looking to even it up again, maybe even take the lead. Morissetti, most recently out of Gannon University, a native of Pittsburgh. Bravo looks in for the sign and gets it from Santini. The 1-1. Here's a ground to right side, backhanded by Hernandez. First baseman goes to second for one. Back to first with Bravo covering. He keeps his foot on the bag, and the inning is over on the 3-6-1 double play. West Virginia as a team had turned 3 double plays on the season entering this series. They've now bumped that up to 8. No runs on two hits, one runner left on base. End of six here at Medler Field. 3-2 lead for West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home for a big weekend series against Williamsport, August 19th through the 21st. Friday the 19th, game time at 6:35 p.m. for Heroes Night on a 4-for-44 Friday. Saturday the 20th, the skies light up as you can see fireworks from the field, presented by College Township after the 6:35 p.m. game on Space Night. And Sunday the 21st, it's Witches and Wizards Night on a Sunday Funday with a 4:05 start. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Into the seventh inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Louis Davenport back on the mound for his second inning of relief work. Black Bears leading 3-2. By the way, the Penn State Nittany Lion football team will start off in 3 weeks on the road at Ross-Ade Stadium in West Lafayette against Purdue. I'd ask somebody how they're looking, but never mind that. Here's Steve Jones.
He won't say. Belfont's Logan Matthew leads it off here in the top of the seventh against Davenport. And Jared Kengott went five strong opening innings, gave up just five hits and two unearned runs, but right now the Spikes find themselves down 3-2. They've been out at 8-7, and Davenport delivers, and the pitch to Matthews down low for a ball, one ball, and no strikes the count. Matthews had a great series. He has six hits in the series, including a home run and two doubles. Played his college baseball at Liberty. And here's the 1-0 from Davenport. Checked it down low for a ball. It's 2-0. Leads the league in home runs in the second half with five. He also leads the league with 23 runs knocked in. He did knock in a run in the first inning of this game. It was an error, but the run was going to score anyway. Thus, he gets credit for the RBI. Now hitting 352, and here's the pitch. That's in there for a strike. Gets two balls and a strike. Three runs, eight hits, and no errors for West Virginia. 2-7-2 for the Spikes. West Virginia scored two in the first, then took the lead in the sixth. Spikes scored two on Brock Reller's homer to the grandstand and right. Up high for a ball, it's 3-1 on Matthew. He'll be followed by Fernandez and Tremaine Spears. Matthew helped lead Belfont to the state championship on this field in 2016. Here's the 3-1. Hit high in the air. Bailey drifts back in center field. Underneath it, waits, and finally puts it away. One gone. Matthew retired, a big one to retire there. And here's Fernandez, who's second in the league in hitting, came into the game at 4:09, and will step to the plate here. Playing left field for the third straight game in this series. Fernandez out of Hialeah, Florida. As Davenport tries to keep control of this powerful lineup that is averaging 304 as a group. Davenport now gets ready. And delivers. In there for a strike. It is 0-1. Spikes hit the road for the next three. They're at Williamsport up at historic Bowman Field tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Tomorrow and Saturday at 6:35, Sunday at 4:05. 0-1. Swing and a miss It's 0-2. Been a tough guy to keep control of. So far, Zach Bravo's been outstanding in this game for West Virginia. Six strong innings, giving up just two runs on seven hits. He has struck four. He has not struck out four. He has not walked a batter. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Seventh strikeout for Spikes pitching in this game is brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountainindy.org for more information. Visit your local First National Bank office and take advantage of expert guidance and comprehensive financial solutions to meet your private banking, insurance, wealth management, estate planning, and investment needs. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. Spears takes the first one outside and low, 1-0 the count. Wind blowing to right still, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Davenport delivers. Swing and a miss. 1-1 to Tremaine Spears. Both these teams, after explosive nights, now a 3-2 game. The pitch. It's on the ground to third, charged by Morissetti. Backhands at the bag, fires in time. Good stretch by Madol to end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Bears in the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time at the ballpark in State College. 3-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home for a big weekend series against Williamsport, August 19th through the 21st. Friday the 19th, game time at 6:35 p.m. for Heroes Night on a 4-for-44 Friday. Saturday the 20th, the skies light up as you can see fireworks from the field, presented by College Township after the 6:35 p.m. game on Space Night. And Sunday the 21st, it's Witches and Wizards Night on a Sunday Funday with a 4:05 start. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up!
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
We work our way to the bottom half of the seventh inning. There's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action in Medler Field, Loprano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. So back to work here in the bottom half of the seventh inning, and the Spikes will try to see if they can find a run here to get back in it. Zach Bravo went six innings of work and gave up seven hits and two runs. And West Virginia is going to go to the bullpen. And West Virginia will bring into the game out of the pen. And it'll be Butler, Cannon Butler, in his second appearance in the series, will take over. Butler pitched here on Tuesday night. And Butler went one inning, walked two, struck out one, as Josh Madol will lead it off, to be followed by John Meade and Marcus Page. Back-to-back left-handed hitters to be followed by Page. And Madol waits, and the delivery. Checked it, that's a strike. It is 0-1. Butler walked two, struck out one in the appearance on Tuesday night, as I mentioned. 0-1 the count. Dole has a very sweet swing at the plate. Hitting the ball better in the last 2 weeks. Up high and away, it's level at 1-1. Out of Hampstead, North Carolina, where I believe Joe has a timeshare. 1-1 the count. Outfield straight away and deep. And the pitch. Checked it. That's a strike. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes the count. To Josh Madol. Madol in that left-handed box with a 1-2 count. And the delivery. That's low and outside as he dropped down that time. It's 2-2. So the Spikes go to Williamsport tomorrow night and Saturday, both at 6:35. And then Sunday's game at Bowman Field will be at 4:05. After that, there'll only be one more game on the 26th at Williamsport. 2-2. Inside, he runs the count full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes the count. Butler stares in, ball behind his back. Spears way off the line at third. The pitch. At a slap foul, third base side, goes to the concourse in the Geisinger kid zone, and out of play, it's still three balls and two strikes. Dole 0 for 2. He grounded out to second in the second, and he struck out swinging in the fourth. Here's the set by Butler. 3-2. Outside, he walked him. Spikes have the tying run aboard here in the seventh with nobody out. So John Meade will come to the plate. Meade certainly has the power to find the grandstand and right. His one home run was at Mahoning Valley. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield straight away and deep. Short lead from Madol at first. Now inches out a little further. A pitch to Meade. Outside corner. Nope, missed. One ball and no strikes the count. 1-0 the count. Here's the set. Man, the pitch. That takes down low, two balls and no strikes. Again, the issue that Butler had on Tuesday is he walked two batters. He's already walked Madol here. And now he's 2-0 on Meade. Game was 2-2 at the end of one. The game really settled down. Again, the ability of West Virginia to scratch across that run in the sixth inning, the difference right now. They've out hit the Spikes 8-7. 3-2 West Virginia, bottom of the seventh. And that wind blowing out to right now, I'd say about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Madol, bigger lead at first. The set and the pitch. Way outside, it's 3-0. Wondering about Madol's ability to move. He has not attempted a steal so far this year. Three and oh, the count on Meade. And ball four, he walked him on four pitches. Back-to-back walks, which means the tying run now goes the second, the lead run at first, and here comes Marcus Page. So Page steps to the plate here. Page in that right-handed box. He homered a double last night. He's got a hit here tonight. Page led this team in home runs last year with 6. He led them in RBIs with 31. In tight to Marcus, 1-0 the count. So far, Butler has struggled to find the zone in this inning. One and zero the count and the pitch. Popped it in the air, playable in the infield. Bassetti, the shortstop, backs up shallow center behind the bag, puts it away, one out. So with one gone, that'll bring Dawson Bailey to the plate. So Dawson Bailey to the plate. Let's see what Bailey can do here. Can he find a hit to knock in Josh Madol? And Madol has good enough speed to get there. Interesting, Spears is guarding the line here at third with runners on first and second. Big hole left side. Now he steps off a little bit. Outfield straight away. Swing and a miss by Bailey. One ball and no strikes the count. Bailey singled back in the fifth. He's 1-for-3 tonight. He's also bounced to second and struck out looking. Bats on the right side, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Took something off that one. It's quickly 0-2. On Dawson Bailey. Madol leads off first. Meade off second. Madol with a good lead. Now they look back. There was nobody covering. It didn't matter. Spikes finally get back here next week. Three more games. Here's the set, including fireworks next weekend. 0-2. That's in the dirt. Good job by Santini behind the plate to short off that one. It's a ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. Here's the set by Butler with one out. Madol, good lead at second. Meade off first. Bailey takes it just outside that, missed the outer edge. Two balls and two strikes the count. Spikes have been quiet offensively since the Reller two-run homer in the first. 3-2 West Virginia, bottom of the seventh. 2-2 to Bailey, and Butler delivers. At his foul, first base side, clears the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. It's still 2-2. Two balls and two strikes the count. Bailey in that right-handed box. He's driven in 5 this year. Butler delivers. In tight, runs it full, 3-2. On deck and waiting is DeAndre Shelton. The pitch. That is to left field, coming on Fernandez. He makes the catch, fires the second for the double play, but they won't get it. There's two outs. Good job by Fernandez. There are certain guys he plays deep because he's just more comfortable coming in on a ball like that than going back. So now it's up to DeAndre Shelton, who's 0-for-3 tonight. He bounced the third in the first. He flew to right in the third. He struck out swinging in the fifth. So now it's up to Shelton to see if he can get him home. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased after that one. It's 0-1. Shelton has not been able to get on base tonight, utilize that speed. A guy who's 11-for-11 in stolen bases. But you got to get the first to start it off. 0-1. He's driven in two. The Dole leads off second, Mead off first. That's on the ground, right side, picked up by Hernandez, steps on the bag, and the inning is over. They get a couple of walks to start the inning, but then cannot finish the job. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a pair left. Seven full in the books here at the ballpark. In-State College, 3-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
So top half of the eighth inning, 3-2 West Virginia, and the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Louis Davenport went two innings, gave up three hits, one run it was earned. He struck out three, did not walk a batter. Right now, the decision would go against him, and Austin Cheely comes on for the Spikes, making his 20th appearance. In 26 and a third, he's given up 18 runs, 12 earned. He has given up 29 hits in the 26 and a third. Struck out a team-leading 35, walked only 9, hit 2. Against Mahoning Valley on the 6th, he went 2 innings, gave up 4 hits, 3 runs. Walked 1, struck out 1. And Cheely, until that game in Mahoning Valley, and Eastwood have been outstanding in his last five appearances. And the 6'8", 250-pound right-hander takes over here. Doris steps into the right-handed box, and Cheely delivers. That's wrapped foul past the West Virginia dugout. It is 0-1. Doris tonight is 1-for-2. He walked in the first, infield hit in the third, and struck out swinging in the sixth. Doris bats on the right side. He's hitting 250 in the year. He's driven in five. And now time called. Cheely had put together five consecutive outstanding outings until he was nicked a bit last Saturday. Threw that one away. It's 1-1. No changes for the Spikes defensively. Madola at first, Page at second, Sheldon at short. Morissetti at third, Meade in left, Bailey in center, Taylor in right, and Avilas behind the plate. 3-2, West Virginia, top of the eighth. Swing and a miss, he blew it right by him. It is a ball and two strikes. 82 with that one as he went with the changeup that time. Cheely holds that glove straight up. Big right-hander works from the third base side and delivers. That is to center field, sinking line drive. Bailey comes on, slides, and makes the catch. There's one out. Fine play by Bailey with one gone. Here is Tyler Bassetti to the plate. Bassetti is 0-for-3, grounded to short in the first. Outstanding play by Josh Madole to get him in the third, and struck out swinging in the sixth. Setti out of California, played second base on Tuesday night, didn't play last night, playing shortstop tonight. The pitch, checked it, and that's outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Great crowd here tonight on Belfont Community Night, including the Belfont High School Band being here this evening. And the pitch. That's a broken bat to his left. It is Shelton at the bag. He throws in time. Two gone. J.C. Santini is 1-for-3. Grounded to third in the second. Flew to Meade and left in the fourth. But then singled to right and scored what is the lead run in this game back in the sixth inning. Catcher out of Northwestern. Makes that slow walk to the plate. Spikes due in their half of the eighth inning. We'll have Trent Taylor, Brock Reller, and Luis Aviles. Those three have combined for 5 hits in this game. 5 of their 7 hits. The pitch. Chile right there just missed the other edge. But Aviles pulled it in that time, too. It's 1-0. Albert Jones, usually, I'd say, 9.8 times out of 10 calls a great game back there. 1-0 the count on Santini. And the pitch. Outside, 2-0 the count. Santini with a home run. He's driven in 8. With that 1-for-3 tonight, he's kicked the average up to 243. Outfield straight away, normal depth, the pitch. On the outside corner for strike, it's 2-1. Went change up that time, 2 balls and a strike. Chile doesn't waste time, gets what he wants. Drops that glove down to the belt and delivers. That's wrapped on the ground, wide of the bag at third. It's now level at 2-2. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for West Virginia. 2 runs, 7 hits, a couple of errors for the Spikes. 2 gone, bases clear here in the top of the 8th inning at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Chile now looks into Aviles. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. Blew the fastball right by him. Strikeout brought to you by good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Pediatrics website just for kids. Check it out at kids.mountainindy.org. 1-2-3 go the Bears in the 8th inning. At the end of 7.5, 3-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Tonight, the State College Spikes are home at Medler Field for Belfont Community Night. And the Geisinger Kids Zone in left field is free all game long, thanks to friends of Jake Corman. Plus, it's a Thirsty Thursday with $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Join us for the series finale tonight at 6:35. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, and the Spikes have two. What really is the heart of their order, Trent Taylor, Brock Reller, and Luis Aviles. Those three have combined for 5 hits tonight. Taylor has 1, extending his hitting streak to 11. Reller has 2, including a 2-run homer to the grandstand and right. And Aviles, in his return to the lineup tonight after missing a dozen games, has 2 hits as well. Down 3-2 here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Cannon Butler went one inning. He walked two and did not give up a run or a hit. Walked two, did not strike out a batter. And this is the pattern they used in Tuesday's game as Tyler Johnson will take over. He pitched here on Tuesday night. He went one inning, did not give up a run or a hit, did not walk or strike out a batter. So Johnson takes over here in the eighth inning of play. Johnson's numbers to this point on the season for West Virginia. 0-1 in his 15th appearance, an 8.76 ERA, 12 and a third, 10 hits, 14 runs, 12 earned. He has struck out 18. He's walked 14, but the batting average against him just 217. Here's Taylor, who has an 11-game hitting streak, 1-for-3 tonight. Infield hit, scored a run back in the first. Bats on the right side. Outfield and a no-doubles defense. The pitch up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Reller on deck. And that wind is blowing to right about 5 to 10, gusting to 15. Taylor windmills the bat right-handed box. He's ready. Set by Johnson. And the 1-0. It's on the outside corner for strike. 1-1 the count. With that 11-game inning streak, Taylor has that average now to 339. Set by Johnson. 1-1. Wrapped on the ground to third. Spears waits for it there. Fires to first. Stretch got him. And that was the right call. He got him by a half step at first. A good call by Phil Heim down there. Got him by a half step. There's one out. Here's Brock Reller, who's 2-for-3 tonight. Two run over to the grandstand and right in the first. Struck out swinging in the third. Single to right in the sixth. Reller has an RBI in 8 straight games, including the 2 tonight. He now has 16 runs knocked in to go with his 3 home runs. Johnson goes set. Spears way off the line at third. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Bassetti, the shortstop, is still on the left side of the bag, but he's near the bag. And Spears is really where the shortstop might be. Here's the set and the pitch way outside. Howden, the center fielder, is so deep he needs binoculars. 2-0 the count to the big man out of Grand Forks, North Dakota. Levels the bat. Here's the set by Johnson and the 3-0. Strike outer edge, good pitch. Took something off that one. It's 2-1. Reller at 28 home runs for Northeast Oklahoma State this year. He drove in 87. 59 home runs, 199 in his college career that he drove in. He waits. 2-1. Outside, 3-1 to Brock. Aviles on deck. 3-2 West Virginia, bottom of the eighth inning. Reller with that wide stance in the left-handed box. Set and the pitch. Way outside, ball four, walked it. There would be times they would look at certain guys, a man of Brock's size, good-sized man. You could say, do you pinch run in this case? But Brock has shown speed. Brock has 3 stolen bases. He's got a triple. He's got 7 doubles. He can move. Here's Luis Aviles. 2-for-3 in the ninth, single to left in the first, popped to short in the fourth, and single to left in the sixth. Middle infield at double play depth. An outfield straight away and deeper than no doubles defense. Spears off the line, but not as dramatic as he was against Reller. That's on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Rob Morissetti on deck. 3-2 West Virginia. Bottom of the eighth with Reller on first and one out. Avilas levels that bat. And the pitch. Inside, just missed that inner edge. It's 1-1. Luis had to sit out 12 games. So this is his return tonight. So limited numbers on him. He has the one run knocked in. Back in that right-handed box, Reller inches out to a short lead at first. Set by Johnson. 1-1. Curveball way outside. Santini had to slide out to get that one in the left-handed box. It's 2-1. Right-handed action in the West Virginia bullpen. No action in the Spikes bullpen. Chile will get the ninth. 3-2 West Virginia here in the bottom of the eighth. With one out, Avilas waits. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Johnson. It's 2-2. 89-mile-per-hour fastball for Tyler. Johnson leads in. Here is the set. And the pitch. Call strike three. Got him. That was a great curveball. And Avilas sits down. Two gone. So it's up now to Rob Morosetti, who was 0-for-3. Fielder's choice to end the first. Bounced back to the pitcher in the fourth and wrapped into a 3-6-1 double play in the sixth. Morosetti with that open stance, left-handed box. And the pitch. Fouled it straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Infield now back. Second baseman Doris is playing with his feet on the grass at second. Spears off the line at third against the left-handed hitter. Outfield straight away and very deep. Reller's short lead at first. 0-1 the count of Morosetti. The pitch to Rob. Outside for a ball. It's 1-1. West Virginia won the opening game of the series 13-10. The Spikes won game two last night 8-7. And tonight a completely different game. 3-2 bottom of the eighth inning. West Virginia leads it. Out hitting the Spikes 8-7 in this game so far. And the pitch. Outside it's 2-1. Josh Madol waits on deck. He'd love to have a shot this inning because that would mean the inning would still be alive. 2-1 the count on Morosetti. He's driven in five this year. He's now hitting 250. The pitch. Inside. Backed him away just a bit. 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Morosetti. Johnson at the belt. Short lead for Reller at first. Here's the 3-1. That's a broken bat. The second charge by Doris. And Morosetti was late getting out of the box as Albert Jones, the home plate umpire, got hit by the broken bat. My goodness. That bat shattered and it hit Albert Jones. Inning is over. But Albert Jones, and we've seen him get so many foul tips this season. It's been amazing. He's been the one guy that's been hit over and over again, and now this. Ashley has come out to take a look at him. Phil Himes come in to take a look. And here comes Dan Goller to take a look, and hopefully one of the top umpires in this league, Albert Jones, is okay. Wow. So the inning is over. No runs, no hits, and one left. 3-2 to the ninth. We'll update Albert Jones, the home plate umpire, when we come back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Nobody on the field right now, as Albert Jones moments ago finally was able to get to his feet. Ashley's giving him a cup of water. He is still talking it over right now with Ashley along with Phil Heim and Dan Goller, and it looks like we're going to resume. Albert Jones, who really is an outstanding umpire, has a great plate and a broken bat. So Austin Chile and the Spikes will go back onto the field, and we'll get ready for the top of the ninth inning, 3-2 West Virginia. And Tristan Hudson now has the job of going out and giving Albert baseballs. He'll probably ask him, knowing Tristan, how he's doing. So the Spikes are back here next Friday, opening of a three-game weekend series. It'll be Make-A-Wish night, Heroes night, and a 4-for-44 Friday. Four best seats, four hot dogs, four small sodas, all for $44. Then next Saturday, and it'll be fireworks. 3,711 here tonight. So the Spikes are now right at the doorstep of 75,000 for the season. They have drawn 74,954 so far on the march to 100,000. So right now, they're just 46 shy of 75,000 drawn so far this season here at Medlar Field at Loprado Park, with 3,711 here. Another great night here at the ballpark. So back to the top of the order, and Turner Hill to be followed by Maddox Houghton and Ryan Hernandez. 2-for-3 tonight. Singled, infield hit in the first, scored a run. Walked in the second, flew to left in the fourth, singled in the sixth. Chile's pitch inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Albert Jones continues on. Behind the plate in this one. 1-0 pitch. Outside, 2-0. No changes defensively for the Spikes. Chile worked a clean eighth inning. Here's the 2-0. That is down the left field line, slicing toward the line and foul. Morissetti gave it a run. In fact, he's going to have to finish it and pick up the ball. And Rob will fire it back to the West Virginia dugout. Two and one on Hill, who leads the league in hitting at 457. And the pitch. Checked, it didn't go. It's 3-1. Three balls and a strike to Turner Hill. Houghton on deck, and then it'll be Ryan Hernandez. Hill waits in the left-handed box. 3-2 West Virginia, top of the ninth inning. As Cheely waits, gets what he wants, and they'll reset. So one more time. Now Hill's ready. Cheely drops the glove down to the belt and the 3-1. And on the inside corner for a strike, it's 3-2. Meade shallow and left against the left-handed hitter. Bailey normal in center, a little deeper and right for Taylor. 3-2 to Turner Hill, the pitch. That's wrapped on the ground to first. Madol takes the big second hop. Cheely covers the bag in time. One gone. Maddox Houghton to the plate. He is 2-for-3 tonight. He flew to center in the first. Bounced to second in the second. Single to center in the fourth and doubled to knock in what is right now the lead run in this game in the sixth. It was his double that brought home Santini. Spikes to make, look to make it an eventful bottom of the ninth. They'll have Madol, Meade, and Page due. Pitch to Houghton. Outside corner for strike 0-1. How about the resiliency of Albert Jones behind the plate? Joe and I have watched him foul balls, foul tips. I mean, cold tubs. I mean, he has taken a beating, and he just keeps getting up. Foul to our right. Geisinger Champions Club bounces down below. Two rows back of the Spikes dugout, first base side. It's 0-2. That time a broken bat got him. Yet the Energizer Bunny keeps on going. 0-2 on Maddox Houghton. And the pitch. Had a slap to right field. Taylor drifts back a couple steps. Puts it away. Two gone. Five in a row retired by Cheely. And nine in a row retired by Spikes pitching. Burger, beans, corn. It's your night. Ryan Hernandez. 0-for-4. Reached on an error, scored a run in the first. Struck out looking in the second. Grounded to third in the fourth. And popped out to first in the sixth. First pitch to him goes all the way back to the bricks. It is 1-0. 91 mile per hour fastball that time from Cheely. It's 1-0. Cheely's been outstanding in five of his last six outings. And that's lifted in the air. Shallow right. Taylor coming on. Slides and off his glove. And he'll fall for a hit. So that will be a base hit. That is the first for Hernandez tonight, the ninth for West Virginia. And a one-out single, and that will bring Belfont's favorite son to the plate, Logan Matthew. Matthew tonight is 0-for-3. He has knocked in a run on a fielder's choice, struck out swinging, flew to left, and he's also flown to center. Nick Riquet, David Carpenter, and Logan Matthew, the only three visiting players we've ever had in the pregame show. Riquet because he was from State College, Carpenter because he was a former Spike. Outside and low for a ball, 1-0 the count, and Logan, of course, because he's from Belfont. Great picture in the elevator here of Medlar Field, Lebronto Park, which you, the fans, would not get a chance to see unless you go to the Geisinger Champions Club. And it is that day in 2016 when Belfont played for the state championship. Logan Matthew on that team. 1-0. Inside, blocked by Aviles. 2-0, no advance by Hernandez. Matthew talked in the pregame show about hitting 190 in his junior year. And everything he worked on during the offseason to put together a great senior year and to set up this opportunity at West Virginia. And he has taken advantage of it with a league-leading 5 home runs and 23 knocked in. He's also 7th in the league in batting average. Came into the night at 368. Outside corner for a strike, it's 2-1. Taylor relatively deep in right. Bailey deep in center, Meade normal depth in left. The full moon peeking behind the clouds over the right field wall. shrouded in some clouds tonight. With 3,711 here at the ballpark enjoying it. Spikes in the bottom of the ninth will have the bottom third of the order. Madol, Meade, and Page. 2-1. Line to right field toward the monster. Taylor dives at the line and runs it down. Trent Taylor runs it down at the line to end the inning. Trent Taylor. And the spikes go to the bottom of the ninth, trying to tie it or win it. 3-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home for a big weekend series against Williamsport, August 19th through the 21st. Friday the 19th, game time at 6:35 p.m. for Heroes Night on a 4-for-44 Friday. Saturday the 20th, the skies light up as you can see fireworks from the field, presented by College Township after the 6:35 p.m. game on Space Night. And Sunday the 21st, it's Witches and Wizards Night on a Sunday fun day with a 4:05 start. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Schirbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff, grandma needs a total knee, and then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding, and to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and the closer for West Virginia, Grayson Thurman, is in. Thurman is making his eighth appearance. He is 4-for-4 in save opportunities. No record of 3.24 ERA. 8 1/3. 2 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. He has struck out 13. He has walked 6. The batting average against him, a whopping 071. Thurman closed out the game and got his 4th save on Tuesday night with a scoreless 9th, striking out 2. Tyler Johnson went 1 inning, struck out 1, walked 1, did not give up a run or a hit. It'll be Madol, Meade, and Page. Each one of the three have been on base tonight. Here's Madol. 0-for-2. Rounded to second in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. He walked in the seventh. Madol bats from the left side. Thurman worked that ninth inning on Tuesday. He faced Morissetti, Madol, and Shelton. So Madol's the only guy he's now going to face a second time. He did strike out Josh on Tuesday. Out of Hempstead, North Carolina. Key spots, he has swung a great bat. Bats on the left side, and Thurman goes set and delivers. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Thurman comes straight over the top. Spears, even at the line, even with the bag at third, and off the line against a left-handed hitter. Hernandez guarding the line at first. The pitch, that is looped into right center field. Coming on is Howden, the center fielder, and makes the catch. One gone for the Spikes in the bottom of the ninth. John Meade is 0-for-2 with a walk. He grounded to short in the second. Grounded out to first in the fifth, and he walked on 4 pitches in the seventh. And John has the swing to get it to the wall and right. Wind blowing to right about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We know Page has the power on deck after the home run last night that went 423 feet, plus the 6 we watched last year here. Pitch to Meade. Outside, 1-0 the count. Another left-handed hitter, so Spears, even with the bag and off the line at third. Doris, both feet on the grass at second, shifted over. And the pitch. That's slice foul, third base side. One hops the West Virginia bullpen. It's 1-1. 3-2 West Virginia in the bottom of the ninth. Meade windmills the bat once. John waits. Thurman with that ball behind his back leans in. Big right-hander goes set to the plate. Swing and a miss. Took something out that one. It's 1-2. That was a slider that time at 84. 1-2 the count on Meade. John's driven in five. Waits in the right-handed box. Page on deck. One out. Base is empty here in the bottom of the ninth. 3-2 West Virginia. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Spikes are down to their final out. Marcus Page is 1-for-3. Single to right in the second. Grounded to short in the fifth. Popped out to short in the seventh. Page is 3-for-7 in the series with a single, a double, and a home run. He has driven in four in the series. Thurman goes set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Tacked him on the outer edge that time with a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. First right-handed hitter he's had to deal with here in the ninth. Page waits in the right-handed box. And the pitch. Foul tip into the mitt of Santini. It's 0-2. The spikes are down to their final strike. Marcus recalibrates as he steps back into the right-handed box. Outfield straightaway, deep all the way around. Set by Thurman. 0-2. High and tight at the letters. 1-2 the count. Page hit 6 homers last year. Drove in 31. This year, homer and 5 knocked in. That homer was last night. Thurman. 1-2. In tight, level at 2-2. Everybody who's at the plate represents the tying run. That 92-mile-per-hour fastball just missed inside. 2-2 the count on Page. He's ready. Thurman leans in now, puts the ball in the glove and goes set. 2-2. That is lifted foul over the Geisinger Champions Club and clears the roof and out of play. First base side. Two and two the count. Page taps the play once. Levels the bat one time and is ready. Thurman goes set. 2-2. Breaking ball that just missed. 3-2, and that was in the neighborhood with that curveball. Spikes may have bought themselves a little extra time there. In fact, there was a pitch to Page in his first at-bat, and he didn't single the next pitch. Same thing. 3-2. Thurman to the plate. That is to right field and deep down the line. Slicing, and it's gone! A home run by Marcus Page to tie the game at 3. He got it just inside the pole, and this game is tied as Marcus Page gets a little extra life at the end and takes advantage. The first blown save of the year for Grayson Thurman. Marcus Page. How about that? Drama. Sliced it down the right field line just inside the pole. There was no doubt that it was far enough. It was just a question of whether it was to the left. He should have pulled a Carlton Fisk and directed it. Now it's Dawson Bailey at the top of the order. Let's see if the Spikes can win it. Foul straight back to the screen. It is 0-1. Bailey is 1-for-4 tonight.
387 feet. The distance on that obviously didn't go the full 387 because it hit just inside that foul pole.
A pitch Foul strike back by Bailey's in the hole, 0-2. The key was on 3-2. That pitch just missed by a razor's edge, and it gave Marcus that extra pitch, and he took advantage and sliced it down the line and was able to hook it inside the pole. He sliced it just inside the pole. 0-2. Down low. Goes back to the bricks. Everybody clap your hands. 1-2, the count on Bailey. Now he's standing there as the winning run. And believe me, if he gets on, he's running. You're not going to waste time here. Thurman leans in, ball behind his back. And the 1-2. And tied it, got him. Hit by a pitch. The winning run is aboard now in the ninth inning. So here comes DeAndre Shelton, who's 0-for-4 tonight. It is the third time this season Bailey's been hit by a pitch. And time now for a conversation. This is probably one of the few times all year they've had to go and settle down Thurman. Remember, the batting average against Thurman was 0.71 before Page hit the home run. That's only the third hit he has surrendered this season. Conversation was brief and to the point. And here comes Shelton. Spears knows and understands the speed of Shelton at the plate. He is up on the grass at third. Bailey is 4-for-4 in stolen bases. He's on first. It's one thing they really haven't tested Santini. Bailey inches out to the lead at first. The pitch. Checked it. That's a strike. It's 0-1. Trent Taylor with that scorching hot bat on deck. Reller, two-run homer in the first. Page, solo homer to save it here in the ninth. 0-1, swing and a miss. Took something off that one. It's 0-2. Maybe that full moon over the right field wall means something.
Now the clouds are shielding it, but only a bit. You can still see it peeking through. Bright as can be above the lights here at Mettler Field.
See if Bailey runs here in 0-2. There he goes. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him. And we go to sudden death. Marcus Page created it. 3-3. Sudden death next on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
What's interesting here is normally you would think the Spikes would go on defense, but they're going to go on offense. And what makes it extra interesting is that the last guy who made the out that will be on first base will be DeAndre Shelton, who is 11-for-11 in stolen bases. Now, none of this is going to count in terms of, like, stats and numbers and things like that. Question is, will Thurman pitch it? And I think
yep.
He will.
He came right out, and I want to say he grabbed the baseball away from Albert Jones, but his demeanor is... focused right now. He just wants to go out and get three outs to give West Virginia the win. And, you know, Austin Cheely already has gone two innings, so I think when Dave Tremblay made the selection, which has to be done before the game, he knew that the bullpen is a little short now. They're getting Chris Macca integrated in. Louis Davenport gave the Spikes two crucial innings, and Marcus Page able to get the homer in the bottom of the ninth. But now, for West Virginia, for a guy like Thurman, this is going to be a little gut check for him because, obviously, like you said, Steve, he has not allowed many hits this season, and now he's got to bounce back and get three more outs here in the ninth after allowing the game-tying home run in the ninth. So here in the tenth, I should say, he's got to get three more outs.
But here it is. First of all, if you're going to pick this scenario, Thurman's an outstanding reliever. So West Virginia certainly can negotiate it with him on the mound. But if you had to pick a scenario for the Spikes, Shelton's the designated runner on first. Taylor and Reller and Avilas are the three hitters. You can't hand-pick, especially Taylor and Reller, two better guys that have been hot of late, and a guy on first who has an absolute jet. He leaves a vapor trail.
And he is perfect in steal attempts this season.
11 for 11. He and I talked about that in the clubhouse before the game. I know you don't think I prepared, Joe, but we talked about it. Trent Taylor is 1 for 4, singled and scored ahead of the Reller home run in the first. So let's see what they want to do with Shelton. Let's see how early in the count he moves, because he's going to move.
And the thing with closing pitchers, they don't often have great pickoff moves. They don't usually have to depend on them. So Shelton might get the chance to get an even better jump.
Thurman goes set. Delivers. First pitch outside for a ball to Taylor, 1-0 the count. I think by now everybody knows the scenario. You score, you win. You don't score, you lose. I think we've simplified it. 1-0 the count. Shelton out to a decent lead at first. Taylor waits with a 1-0. The pitch, swing and a miss. Now it's 1-1. Now, after seeing him twice, this might be the pitch that Shelton moves. Shelton inches out to his lead at first. Taylor with a 1-1 count. Thurman high set. Delivers. That's loop foul, first base side. Geisinger Champions Club on the roof and out of play. It's 1-2. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Thurman. Remember, Thurman's also not used to working to this many hitters either.
Exactly. He's a one-and-done kind of a guy.
This is already the sixth hitter he's worked to. Set, Shelton at first. There he goes. There's a pitch. Swung on a miss. Throw to second. Got him. Throw him. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. And it wasn't close. Was not close. So a strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Two outs. Brock Reller is 2 for 3 tonight with a 2-run over into the grandstand at right. He also singled the right back in the sixth. He walked his last time up. It's all on his bat now, and they've got the shift on. Pitch to Brock. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Hernandez guarding the line at first. Doris playing on the grass and shifted at second. Bassetti, the shortstop, just to the left of the bag. And the pitch. On the outside for a ball, 2-0. And Spears way off the line, almost in the shortstop spot. As the third baseman, 2-0 the count. And they're going to walk him intentionally. They don't want to deal with Reller. They'll rather deal with Avilas. So Luis will step to the plate. He is 2 for 4 tonight with two singles. And they're going to pinch run, and Brody Perks will pinch run for Brock Reller. Perks 5 of 6 in stolen bases, but after watching Shelton get cut down, probably not going to run him. may try and take this one a step at a time. But, for example, a base hit by Avilas, especially with the outfield playing so deep, might get Perks to third. Set by Thurman. The pitch. Drop that in for a strike. Get his 0-1. Nice pitch by Grayson that time. It's 0-1. Second baseman Doris is shaded toward the bag at second. Outfield straight away in a no doubles defense, playing very deep. Spears near the line at third. 0-1 the count and the set by Thurman. Perks leads off first. Inside for a ball. It's 1-1. Rob Morissetti on deck. Two outs. Courtesy of the strike him out, throw him out, double play. It's a great throw by Santini, by the way. 1-1 the count. Thurman checks first and delivers. Checked it, didn't go. They appeal, did not go. It's 3-0. Three balls and no strikes the count. Avilas will step back into the right-handed box. Short lead for Perks at first. Set by Thurman. The pitch on the ground. Back to Thurman. That should do it. Underhands to Hernandez, and the game is over. And West Virginia wins it in overtime as they beat the Spikes. The final will be 4-3. We'll come back with the game totals in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
The State College Spikes are back home for a big weekend series against Williamsport, August 19th through the 21st. Friday the 19th, game time is 6:35 p.m. for Heroes Night on a 4-for-44 Friday. Saturday the 20th, the skies light up as you can see fireworks from the field, presented by College Township after the 6:35 p.m. game on Space Night. And Sunday the 21st, it's Witches and Wizards Night on a Sunday Funday with a 4:05 start. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's also a Super Saturday with baseball bingo and a free base through kid zone, along with kids run the bases again and the fireworks.
Well, it was dramatic here tonight. You know, if because we had ladies' night the other night. You know? And tonight was Bellefonte Community Night. Big night for Scott Walker. You were crushed. My granddaughter, Junie, calls that, instead of a horse, he calls it cursey.
Yes.
And I bought her the cursey. I bought it. All right. You did not do it in the honor.
I was saying curses down on the field with that result.
So tonight, in overtime, in sudden death, West Virginia wins it technically 4-3. There's no winner, loser, no save. But there was a lot of fun tonight. Brock Reller, two-run homer in the first. Marcus Page dramatically with two out in the bottom of the ninth. On a 3-2 pitch, sliced it just inside the foul pole and right to the grandstand and tied it 3-3. The ballpark went wild. Time of the game, 3 hours and 6 minutes, and on Bellefonte Community Night, 3,711. The spikes now are just 46 away from 75,000 on the season. 74,954 on the year. Just about 2,900 a game, and tonight they had 37-11. On the road to Williamsport tomorrow night, Saturday, both at 6:35, 4:05 Sunday. Then a short road trip to Mahoning Valley. Then back here next Friday. Hey, next Friday, a week from tomorrow, it'll be Heroes Night, Make-A-Wish Night, a 4-for-44 Friday, our four best seats, excluding the broadcast booth. Four sodas, four hot dogs, all for $44. And then fireworks from the field on Saturday.
Oh, yes.
Then a 4:05 start on Sunday. That's going to be a fun, fun weekend.
Absolutely.
Tickets available, 814-272-1711, by print, statecollegespikes.com. Or you can go to the box office or just walk up like many great Spikes fans did tonight. Great to see almost 4,000 in the building tonight. Saw a couple of home runs from the good guys. Brock Reller, Marcus Page. In overtime, West Virginia wins it. Joe and I will go to Williamsport. We received your cards and letters in support of our trip up there. We appreciate it.
Don't worry, the bodyguards will be in force if needed.
Remember, in the fall, who I announce for. I believe the opportunity of that thing to get near me with that fan base, au contraire, mon frere.
Oh, no.
It won't happen.
Oh, yes.
Plus, the ankle bracelet will buzz. All right. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Lycoming County on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.